Mo Brooks, if Joe Biden had been in charge during the Revolutionary War, we'd probably still be a British colony. By Jeff Poor on August 17, 2021. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, argues President Joe Biden did not learn from history in the execution of his administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan, which in a relatively short amount of time has fallen under the control of the Taliban after nearly 20 years of U.S. military occupation. Brooks, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, suggested a proper template for such an action was then-General George Washington's retreat from New York City, which was strategic and arguably instrumental in the victory he led during the American Revolutionary War. "Let me give you some examples when you have generals or commanders-in-chief that know what they're doing," he explained during an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5 on Tuesday. You may recall that during the Revolutionary War, George Washington lost New York City. But he was able to put together a retreat and save his army, and the war continued. In the southern sector, you had Nathanael Greene, who was chased by Charles Cornwallis in the Carolinas, north and south, into Virginia. Finally, the British were so exhausted that they ended up in Yorktown, where Cornwallis ultimately surrendered. That is how the military is supposed to conduct a withdrawal. If Joe Biden had been in charge of either of those two expeditions, we'd probably still be a British colony. Another lesson from history the Alabama Republican lawmaker suggested the Biden administration should have applied was the fall of Saigon in 1975. "I do believe that we need to learn from history," Brooks said. "I mentioned two examples of generals, and George Washington, eventually our commander-in-chief, knew how to conduct a military withdrawal and did so very successfully. On the other hand, what happened in Vietnam should have been a lesson for the past few months so that the Biden administration would better understand the precautionary measures that needed to be taken in order to successfully execute that withdrawal with a minimal loss of life and, in particular, minimal risk to all of these Americans who are still in Afghanistan trying to figure out how to get out before the Taliban get them." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.